You're listening to The Naked Scientist with me, Chris Smith. We have a few minutes left to answer a couple more questions, including this one from Chris.
Consider a room lined with mirrors with no windows and the lights off. You stand in the middle of the room. It's dark. You turn on the lights. The room lights up. Then you turn them off. Why does it go dark again? Why doesn't the light from the lights just infinitely bounce around the room, keeping the room lit by the infinite reflection of the lights?
This is a great question. I love this. The thing you've got to realise is that mirrors aren't 100% efficient. A typical mirror will only reflect 90% of the light that falls on it. You can get, you know, better quality ones that will reflect more. But say your mirror reflects 90% of the light. That means 10% of the light is absorbed on every reflection. And that goes into, you know, heat the mirror up and that sort of thing. So if you're going to reduce the amount of light by, say, well, to say one part in a billion of what you started with, that will only take 200 reflections. So the light bounces backwards and forwards 200 times, and you're already down to less than one part in a billion of the light you started with. Now, if you've got a typical size room like this studio we're in, it's a few meters across, the light bouncing backwards and forwards 200 times would take maybe 2 microseconds, 2 millionths of a second. So within 2 millionths of a second, the lights bounce backwards and forwards 200 times, and you're down to one part in a billion. That's why it gets dark.
Andrew, thank you.